Hi, my name is Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager at IBM X-Force, and in this HelpNet security video, I'll be discussing major shifts in identity, ransomware, and critical infrastructure threats. Every year, we compile our annual threat report that looks at patterns and shifts in cybercrime over the past year. This helps enterprises adapt their security accordingly, build preparedness, and actively practice vigilance. One of the most significant shifts that we saw in 2023 had to do with user identity. For years, phishing and exploiting known vulnerabilities reigned as the most popular infection vectors that we'd see. But last year, not only did the volume of phishing attacks that we observed drop 44%, but the use of valid accounts to establish entry into enterprise environments saw a 71% uptick. That signals a very important shift. It tells us that cybercriminals have turned their attention to another pathway that for defenders comes with another set of challenges. This was surrounded by significant investments in info stealing malware, which is designed to steal various types of credentials. We saw a 266% increase in info stealing activity, which just tells us that cybercriminals are seeing an ROI in credential-based attacks, incentivizing them to continue to invest there. So if I were to boil down to one observation, it's that today it's much easier for attackers to log in versus hack into an environment. They will always choose the path of least resistance, and I expect this trend will continue through 2024. Now, the second interesting takeaway from this report has to do with ransomware. Globally, we have seen reports about ransomware's prevalence, but we actually saw things a bit differently. Within large enterprises, we actually saw a nearly 12% decrease in ransomware attacks. While this is a very small decline, it does point to things that are working on the defender side, like law enforcement takedowns disrupting operations. We had a growing number of organizations as well as nations pledging not to pay the ransom. And we're also seeing more businesses opting to rebuild instead of paying to decrypt. And that's basically affecting ransomware groups' bottom line. Essentially, these efforts are forcing ransomware actors to move to a leaner business model. Ransomware groups have traditionally, of course, focused on encryption-based extortion, but we're seeing more and more ransomware groups pivot to info stealers in pursuit, of course, of data theft extortion. This is an important shift for this attack type because it's going to streamline these affiliates' operations and improve their cost margins. Now, by no means does the decline suggest that there's a sunset nearing for ransomware? Really, if anything, it tells us that ransomware syndicates are resilient and they will adapt their business model as needed. Critical infrastructure is another interesting area. 70% of attacks that we observed were against critical infrastructure organizations. That's not at all surprising for us, firstly, because today there is quite a broad definition for critical infrastructure. But also, and perhaps more importantly, critical infrastructure, it has historically been a prime target for cybercriminals. This sector can't afford downtime, and that is a pressure point that cybercriminals really wager on. It's also a sector that has unique challenges when it comes to security. The complexity of these environments, many of which heavily rely on OT, there's resource challenges, all of these things come into play here. Nearly 85% of attacks that we saw on this sector could have been mitigated with security fundamentals like patching and least privilege principles, but fundamentals can be hard to implement. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention AI as part of this video. Well, I think we did see a lot of FUD in 2023 with regard to AI engineered threat landscape. I do expect 2024 to be a very different story. AI enhanced phishing attacks, deep fakes, these are all real threats today. But one thing that we did also look at is the maturity of generative AI as an attack surface. So, from historical observations, we know that when tech disruptors reached market dominance, so a 50% share of the market or a significant market consolidation, this actually triggers cyber criminals' investment in those technologies. So, new tools to attack and successfully compromise those technologies. We're not there yet with Gen AI. The market still is in a pre-mass market state. So really, cyber criminals aren't seeing the ROI just yet that would incentivize them to invest in tools that can scale attacks on these platforms. That, of course, will change as the market matures, but if nothing else, it really makes it clear that enterprises and defenders today have a really rare advantage to secure platforms now from the start before cyber criminals have the means to compromise them.